Let's talk briefly, in a little bit more detail, about figures and tables. Discussed some of these things already. Let's talk first about figures. Figure numbers. Figures should have a caption. They should have a descriptive caption. And that number and caption go underneath the figure. Okay. So in this case, this is actually from a paper that I wrote. The particular company I was writing for, the journal article, wanted to abbreviate fig instead of figure. But you can just as well have figure one and whatever, right? So match the formatting there, but it needs to have a caption underneath, number, and some descriptive caption. Okay? Figures go underneath. Okay? And so this one, you label the parts according to their function. Okay? Make sure you provide enough dimensions to give scale. Make sure the font, the size of the font within the figure on any dimensions or labels is at least as large as the body text of the document once it's inserted in the document. Okay? So what that's going to take is probably you generating the figure, doing your labels, insert it in your document, then make sure everything's large enough. And it's probably not going to be the first time. Go back to your drawing, make the labels a little bit bigger, back into the writing. And there's kind of no way around that. That's the way my lab does it. I do that every day, just about. Okay. Light backgrounds, particularly in conceptual drawings, are best. If you have CAD experience, you're welcome to use CAD in here. You don't have to. A lot of those tend to export with kind of dark backgrounds. Those look nice on the screen. They don't look great on paper. Okay. So you want to export. You want to get into your document. Paper's white, right? You want a white background. Light background on your drawings if possible. At the point, you want to generate that caption and figure number in the document preparation software, not the drawing software. Okay. A big secret about figures here, right? I trust you guys not to tell anybody. The better your design figures are, or data plots, visualization of what data you're showing from your experiments, whatever, the worst writing you can actually get away with, right? In the ideal, right? Someone looking at a technical document should be able to pick it up and look through the figures and get maybe the main points. Okay? And if they're able to do that, your writing, you can get away with writing that's a little bit worse in general. Right? So if you're worried about your writing, make good figures. Okay? And I don't mean good in like fancy renders, because a really fancy render can do a poor job of communicating the information that the reader actually needs. Right? I mean good in terms of communicating the information that the reader actually needs. Question?
If you're not familiar with the CAD software yet, what would you recommend?
Sure. So the question, if you'll hang on to that question for 5 minutes, we'll get to that.
All right.
So question was, I don't know CAD, what am I going to do? We'll get to that in a second. Yeah. Okay. So in the context of these recommendations for figures, what do you guys think about this one? Good or bad? Bad. You guys got there quickly. I happen to agree. What's bad about it? No labels, no dimensions, right? So is that thing a meter long? Is it a centimeter long? We don't know from this picture, right? What else is wrong with it? Shadows kind of unnecessary, sure. So that actually doesn't really show up so well on the projector, but there's actually kind of this shadow throughout the background. It's kind of this gradient that's a little bit distracting. So the shadow in the black in the background kind of distract from the figure itself. Yeah, so the shadow, you're kind of off the ground, right? Shadow's not even quite right. Yeah, the caption is not descriptive at all, right? So a better caption would be, you know, maybe like four-wheeled cart design is a really descriptive caption for what that thing actually is, maybe. What was that? Yeah, so it's a single figure trying to show everything, maybe. I think, if I remember correctly, where I pulled this out, the report I pulled this out of. One sec. So yeah, this is, it's a kind of render of this, right? It's solids, 3D view, but it might be hard to understand how this would actually work. Right, which is the main point of these figures in the class, in this class in particular, to convey how that thing would actually work. So a hand up over here? Yes, sir. yeah, you could have a ground, a flat surface there maybe. Depending on the design, you know, if it's got wheels, you can kind of, I think, assume, your reader's going to assume it's rolling on the ground, right? But, yeah, having the shadow the way it is makes it kind of suggest something otherwise, right? What's good about this figure? It's kind of clean, so there are some good things, right? It's not an extra, lot of kind of crazy colors or anything like that. Perhaps. We don't have, yeah, it's not,
just the object.
Yeah, not like kind of busy, right? It does have the figure number and caption in the right place, right, below the figure. Okay, and we said there's kind of no crazy colors or anything. So, in that case, what about this one? So obviously it has crazy colors. What about it kind of in a more general sense, good or bad? We got bad? What do you think bad? Hands up, bad. Good. Somewhere in the middle. Everything's somewhere in the middle, to be honest. Okay? I think this one's actually mostly good, right? The biggest kind of bad point is the kind of crazy colors, right? Which is really loud, kind of in your face, right? I thought they did a good job labeling parts according to their function, for the most part. Like, it's shrunk down a little bit now, but you have kind of gravity swing arm, top and bottom decks, telescopic sweep arm. Right, those are things labeled according to what they're doing for the design. Right? Some things are not. Like, they made the mistake of just having DC motor. Like, what's this motor doing over here? Right? Give some kind of functionality for that too. Okay. They do provide enough dimensions to give scale. Right? So I know this overall is 23 inches, 11 and a quarter. So I can kind of picture how big it might be. Yes, sir. Yes. Exactly right. So the point, question he has, hey, can I use color to kind of differentiate between parts or maybe different materials? Yes. I think their choice of color maybe is a little bit off here, more than anything. Thickness is probably thicker than I would use, yeah. But they're serving their purpose. They do have a completely light white background in this case. Okay. They did have a descriptive caption. I know it's a little small to read now. Okay. Again, they have kind of crazy colors. Again, you can use color. I think their choices here are probably not the greatest. Okay. And again, some of the part labels are a little bit too generic, which we saw a second ago. How about this one? This one has a label on it, by the way. It's just getting cut off. Okay. Good? Bad? Obviously somewhere in between, but more good than bad? More good than bad. I agree. Right? So this is definitely not a CAD drawing. Right? This is, you could draw this in paint. Right? But there is enough information here for me to kind of understand how this thing might work. Right, which is going to be what we look for in the drawings that you're generating in this class. Right? Is the information there? Can I look at these drawings and the text you've given us and understand how the design would work? That's the measure of whether it's good enough or not in terms of this class. Okay? So yeah, the nice different views are pretty good. Right? Most things are labeled according to function. There's still a few that could use some work. Right? We have descriptive captions, right, telling us what view we're looking at. Dimensions to give scale of the important parts of this design. So overall, this is pretty good. Yes, sir? You mean like kind of stuff that's hidden behind this board or something? You can. I think that's going to be a case-by-case basis. It's something, if knowing the dimensions and the kind of shape of that are critical to how your design works, you probably want to figure out how to show it. Right? Here, it's just kind of driving this wheel, so I think probably okay that you don't see it in the figure explicitly. And again, this should be not big DC motor, should be drive DC motor or drive motor. Right? Label according to function. When we're generating figures, like you said, that one could have been done in Paint. However, you want to prefer a vector graphics format if you can. What vector graphics means, from a kind of computer science perspective, I guess, is that you're not specifying what color each pixel is. What was defined in the software is actually a line. A line is saved as a line. So I can zoom in, and it still looks crisp in the line. Okay? It's defined by the vectors, saves the vectors, not the actual pixel value. Okay? So it can scale up and down. It can fit in your presentation on this size. It can fit in your report and still be crisp and clean. Okay. You take the PDF, kind of one thing, when you generate the PDF to turn in your document, you should be able to just zoom in and it still be crystal clear. Okay. So we'll talk about some software I recommend for that. There's plenty of free stuff around. You want to avoid using screenshots. Screenshots are almost always, very, very few exceptions, going to be what we call bitmap. So it takes and just records the exact pixel layout of whatever you're screenshotting. Right? So then I can't zoom in. It's going to be blurry. Right? You want to export from whatever drawing program you're using in a way that's going to natively import to your document preparation software. Okay. You need to make sure you check the quality once they are actually inserted into your document. So if it's not clear when it's actually in the document, that's what matters. That's what your reader is reading. That's what your audience is looking at. So one thing to check we've talked about already is to make sure the text in any figure you generate is at least as large as the body text of the document. Okay? Once it's inserted into the document, not just in the drawing software. Okay? And we need to make sure that things don't get super blurry once they're inserted. Word, particularly older versions of Word, are terrible at this. Okay, so be careful. There are ways to do it. If you have questions about how exactly to do it, we can work through it as we start preparing your reports. Okay. So recommended kind of software. Inkscape is one. It's vector graphics. It's available across all platforms, free and open source. It's effectively open source clone of Illustrator. I think as students, you guys actually do get Adobe Creative Suite. If not for free, then at a substantial discount. This is probably the industry leader in terms of vector graphics, Illustrator. There's Sketch on the Mac. There's an Autodesk Graphic, which is what my lab uses on the Mac. If you can use Paint in a way that it exports to your document and it's crisp and clear, feel free to use Paint. Okay, again, one second. I'm not going to specify, like the presentations, exactly what software you have to use. We're looking for the results. Sure, of course. So if you know CAD, you have some experience in CAD, feel free to go for it. Okay. Again, make sure if you're doing that you do export. You don't just take a screenshot of the software, export to a light or white background preferably. Right. And keep in mind that a beautiful SOLIDWORKS, whatever, render is not necessarily the best drawing you could do for a particular subject. Right. Trying to convey information, functionality. Render doesn't always do that. Okay, that says plots. We don't generate too many of these in this class, but you should know how to talk about them. They work a lot largely like a figure. Figure number and table, or figure number and caption go underneath the figure for a plot. And make sure you include units. You need to differentiate lines by more than just color. So you have different line styles, so that if a plot is reproduced in black and white, you still could tell which line is which. This will also help those dealing with color blindness issues. Okay. A lot of those folks around. And provide a legend describing what those differences are. Okay. You don't want to cover any data with a legend of the plot. Okay. Make sure once inserted in your document or presentation, that the font size on the figure is at least as large as the body text size of the document or presentation. Okay. And like the drawings, white backgrounds are best. So how about this one? Bad. Yes. What's wrong with it? Can't see it? Yeah. So these lines are probably not so great in the back. This is kind of blurry. This caption is not very descriptive. Is the caption in the right place? Yeah, it's below. What else? Was that? Doesn't show the whole graph. That might be okay. In this case, that's actually going to be okay because these go off to infinity, so I couldn't show it anyway.
The only difference between the lines and the colors.
Right, yeah, so we're not differentiating by line style. Right, so it's just different colors.
Also, what about units?
So we got no units on this thing. We got vibration amplitude. We don't know what that is here. Right. We don't have a legend saying even what those line colors mean if we had them. Okay, pretty bad. This is the defaults out of MATLAB. So if you're generating plots in MATLAB, do better than this. You're going to have to go in and change stuff manually. So all of these things we just talked about. How about this one? A lot better. I think so, too. So we're differentiating by color, but also line style. So you can use color, still change line style. We have that legend now, so we know what the difference between those plots are. We have kind of more description on the axis labels, right? We don't have units here because this is normalized, so it doesn't have units anymore, right? And this was normalized amplitude, but we've kind of indicated how we normalized it. It's kind of a unit measure. So this one's much better. We kind of already talked about this, but if you're writing about figures or plots, make sure, one thing we haven't talked about is how do you include these in your document? You need to include them in the order in which you reference them in the written text. So the first figure you talk about in the text is figure one. Okay? If you change the order of the text, you need to change the numbering of your figures. Okay? You also need to make sure you don't include any figures that you don't reference and talk about in the text. Okay? If it's worth including, it's worth talking about. If it's not worth talking about, it's not worth including, however you want to think about that. And like we said, we want to exactly match terms in the figure to how we're describing in the text. Okay. And use phrases to do so, not parenthetical citation. Okay. So here's our figure again. These are pretty good descriptions, right? We've referenced the figure, and then started talking about specifics within that figure in each of these cases. If you guys look at that notes. Tables, we need to make sure the font size within a table is at least as large as the body text of the document. For tables, the table number and caption go above the table. Okay. The general rule of thumb in here, if you made it in Excel, it's probably a table. Okay. Made it somewhere else, it's most likely a figure. First approximation in here. Okay. If it looks like a table, it's a table. So a table might look something like this. You have a table number, descriptive caption, and then your table below it. Like the figures, you need a number and include them in the order that you discuss them in the written text of the document. So the first table you discuss is table one. The next one you get to is table two. Okay, and you'll reference them in line in the sentence like you do the figures. Avoid parenthetical citation. Mention it here, do not use just a screenshot of an Excel worksheet as a table. Right? If I see squiggly red lines under these words in your tables and your documents, we're going to be mad at you. Us being mad at you is not good for your grade generally. All right? There are ways to export, and we'll talk about some in our tips and tricks lecture coming up, how to export a clean Excel table to insert into a document. And we'll talk a lot more about this in the last 10 minutes we're going to be here. If it's a figure you didn't cite and it's getting chopped off, you need to cite where the source came from. Right? So there's two places you can include your figures and tables. And kind of really production quality and textbooks, the documents that we generate in part of our research, you'll see the figures and tables kind of in line with the text. Okay, you guys can do that, right? If you're going to do that, the figure or table needs to be at the top or bottom of the page that it occurs on. Right? So figures always push the top or bottom. Text flows around them. Okay? And they need to be as close to where they're referenced in the text. Meaning, the figure one should be as close as it can top or bottom of the page to where you say, as shown in figure one in the text for the first time. The more common way to do this in the class, in this class in particular, and we're going to accept it because we're not really testing your word skills, okay, is to include all your figures at the end of the report. That's okay for us in here. Right? If you do that, they need to be attached and numbered in the order that they're referenced in the text. Right? So figure one needs to be the first one attached at the end. And figure two, then maybe table one, then figure three. The order you talk about them in the text is the order they're attached at the end. Okay? You don't need a section title, just include them after the references section. Okay? Key point here, pick one of these styles and stick with it. Don't mix the two up. Question, I know it's quick. Questions about working through figures and tables. We'll have a lecture coming up. It's called Tips and Tricks on the Schedule, about some ways to get figures out of different pieces of software and into documents. But at the high level, any questions? Yes, sir.
Should the font type for the tables and figures be consistent with the font in the presentation?
Yeah, so the question was, what's the relationship maybe between the font in the figures or tables and the actual document or presentation? Ideally, you're within the same family, or matching kind of families, if you will. We're not really going to enforce that so strictly. Like for my research group, we have the same fonts everywhere. For you guys, as long as you don't have crazy fonts in different fonts everywhere, we're going to be okay with that. Yes, sir?
If we have a graph in our presentation, are you picky about where the legend is?
The legend just needs to be positioned where it doesn't cover any data, is the main requirement of that legend. You generally want it pushed to a corner, and a corner where it doesn't cover up data. Other questions? Okay.